With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump has sent letters to 14 countries outlining higher tariffs they'll be facing if they don't make trade deals with the U.S. by August 1st. He warned countries they would face even higher tariffs if they retaliated by increasing their own import taxes. The Trump administration continues to send mixed messages about the fate of immigrant farm workers. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins said this week there will be no amnesty for agricultural workers as the administration carries out deportations for all immigrants in the country illegally. But recently, President Trump floated the idea of a temporary pass for some workers after the farm sector warned the administration that mass deportations would disrupt the food supply. Greg Cluxton, Washington.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was in Washington Monday to meet President Trump, who had been pushing for a ceasefire that might lead to an end of the 21-month war in Gaza. Earlier in the day, Israel's Defense Minister Israel Katz unveiled a plan for a humanitarian city on the ruins of Rafah to incorporate the entire population of the Gaza Strip. BBC correspondent Jessica McCollum says international groups are already lining up against that plan.
Mr. Katz said the camp in what was the city of Rafah will initially contain 600,000 Palestinians, but that eventually all of Gaza's 2 million people will be housed there. Gazans will be put through security checks before being moved into the camp and will not be allowed to leave. He said the Israeli military would patrol its perimeter. Once inside, Mr. Katz said the Palestinians would be encouraged to, as he put it, voluntarily emigrate and leave Gaza.
BBC correspondent Jessica McCollum. This is SRN News. Americans like video streaming services.
According to the Pew Research Center, 83% of poll respondents say they regularly watch shows on streaming platforms, with Netflix and Amazon Prime Video being the most popular. But decency advocates point out that such services are not governed by the FCC, as broadcast TV is, and therefore may contain content that is dangerous for children. Experts are urging parents to be careful what they let the youngsters watch on streaming platforms. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An arsonist set fire to the door of a Melbourne, Australia synagogue over the weekend, forcing the congregation to flee. The incident happened 7 months after criminals destroyed a synagogue in the same city with an accelerant fuel blaze that left one worshiper injured. In the latest case, a man doused the front doors of the downtown East Melbourne Hebrew congregation and set it afire. This is SRN News. Police are blocking major roads leading into Kenya's capital, Nairobi, as anti-government protests continue.
Kenyans had planned demonstrations on July 7 to protest police brutality, poor governance, and to demand President William Ruto's resignation over alleged corruption and the high cost of living. Most businesses remain closed, and police officers are stopping vehicles from accessing the city centre. July 7 is a significant date in Kenya's recent history, marking the first major protest 35 years ago that's called for a transition from a one-party state to a multi-party democracy, which was realised in the 1992 elections. I'm Charles Deledesma.
Indonesia's rumbling Mount Lua Toba Laki-Laki erupted Monday, sending volcanic ash as high as 11 miles into the sky. No casualties were immediately reported. More details at srnnews.com.